It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to La Caprao Valley High School for this afternoon's Section 3A softball tournament. Going to be a great game, great afternoon, I should say. We have three games out here at La Caprao Valley. Very first round, of course, is single elimination, and the first game is La Caprao Valley taking on Boyd. The Blackjacks come in with the number 8 seed. They are 1-15 on the season. The Eagles are the number 1 seed and the Camden Conference champions this year. La Caprao Valley, 16 wins and 4 losses overall. They are 14-1 in the section and I believe 12-1 in the Camden Conference. So this is the matchup, our first matchup here. This afternoon, the second game, we will not be broadcasting. There'll be RCW and McRae around 3:30. Then the winners of the first two games here will play roughly around 5 o'clock this afternoon as they stay in the winner's bracket. After today's games, everything will move to Marshall, and that'll start on Saturday. All right, let's go through your starting lineups. First for Nick Gruhl and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Leading off and catching is Natiya Ritter. Batting second and playing center field is Lily Lee. Batting third and playing third base, Caden Perkins. Playing shortstop and batting fourth, Olivia Essling. Reagan Wiesman is out in right field. She'll bat fifth. Batting sixth and playing left field, Elsie Wiebe. Shea Boffin is the pitcher for Dawson Boyd. She'll bat seventh. Rylan Wiesman will bat eighth and play second base. And playing first base is Maddie Wente. Blackjacks are coached by Nick Gruhl. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Dawson Boyd. For La Caprao Valley, leading off will be Jalen Lee, the senior. She'll play first base. Batting second is Kendall Shelstead. Kendall is at third base. Batting third and playing shortstop, Brandy Meyer. Batting fourth and playing second base, Kayla Jan. Batting fifth and playing left field, Callie Kahn. Zoe Doctor will bat sixth and play center field for the Eagles. And in the circle, pitching is Val Piotr. She'll bat seventh. Raya Borsted will bat eighth and play right field. And batting ninth, the freshman catcher, Eva Traeger. The Eagles are coached by Scott Sawatsky, head coach, and assisted by Ryan Lee. And once again, La Caprao Valley, they are the Camden Conference champions in softball. And beautiful, beautiful day, beautiful Thursday. These games were to be played last Tuesday, but because of the weather and the rain, they moved it to Thursday. And that was a good decision. Because it's just gorgeous out here. Hardly any wind for once out here at La Caprao Valley. Should mention also the Eagles are, they made it to the section championship last year. And La Caprao Valley is, well, they're just being introduced by the PA announcer here. Should mention today's umpires. And they're good ones. Vance Gullickson, Clint Schiller, the bearded ump. Great guy. Blake Karras is the three umpires that we'll have here umpire in this Section 3A tournament. Other games, there'll be two other games in the Section 3A North being played at 3 o'clock in Granite Falls. Yellow Medicine East will take on Ortonville. Then the 4:30 game, Benson will play Belgrade, Bruton, El Rosa. Those are the two games in Granite Falls today. South half of Section 3A, number one seed is Wabasso. The Rabbits, they'll play at home against RTR at 3. The Central Bold will take on Adrian Ellsworth. Then two games in Slayton, Murray County Central, the second seed, will host Tracy Milroy Ballaton. And then Lakeview will play Edgerton at 4:30 this afternoon in Slayton. So that's your Section 3A softball tournament. All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show, and we'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem, and then we'll be back with the Blackjacks and the Eagles in Section 3A softball.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling, Wolf's Lager Concrete, Heather Nursery and Floral, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, NB Golf Cars, B&B Electrical Contractors, Duck Service Submarine, Appleton Area Health, Ryan Smith Seeds, CCM Health, Kluber Law Office, B. Johnson Electric, Grace Haven Assisted Living. Section Sports brought to you by Gisselson's Hardware, CleanSite Portable Restrooms, Canby Meat Center, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Haas Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Chris Wodzinski for House, Lee Motor Company, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, City Hall Bar and Grill, Lean Lumber, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Gruel Electric, Independent Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Farmers Grain, Tufty Auto and Sales, Klein Insurance, Souther Building Supplies, Edward Jones and Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Madison Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Cargill, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prince Bank, Greater Community Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet, UFB Minneota, the Strand Agency, the Dryer Doctors. Section Sports on Q92 also brought to you by Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Wow Auto Wash, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Culligan, Purus, Tron Tossel Seeds, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, KB's Bar and Grill, House of Spirits, Mattress Barn, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Albert Insurance Agency, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance. Section Sports brought to you by Fixin Chiropractic, Ludvigson Tiling, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, AGP, State Bank of Taunton, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Larson Tiling, American Surplus, Olson Dray Service, Minnesota West Community College, Dawson Dairy Queen, Citizens Alliance Bank, and Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports on Q92.
Welcome back to Lacapara Valley, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports on a beautiful Thursday afternoon for softball playoffs. Here we go. The road to the state tournament begins right now. In the circle, pitching for Lacapara Valley is senior right-hander Val Piotr. And stepping into the plate for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks is the catcher, Natia Ritter. Natia's a senior. She'll graduate Sunday. And the first pitch of the ball game is a strike. Defensively for the Eagles, the ninth grader is catching Eva Traeger. Piotr, most of the innings here this year, along with Maya Sawatsky. Here's a ground ball hit to Brandy Meyer at short. Brandy fields it. The throw is high to first, but thank goodness you got a six-footer over there. Jalen Lee hauls it in for the first out. So a ground ball off the bat of Ritter. Hit to the shortstop, Brandy Meyer. She fielded it through the first, and Jalen Lee used her height there. Here's a swing to Lee, another freshman. Very young team for Coach Gruhl. And Valzinger wind up in the pitch to Lee is a swing and a miss for strike two. The Blackjacks start just three seniors, no juniors, four sophomores, one freshman, and one seventh grader. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Oh, a changeup, and that struck her out. She swung at it. Wow. You know, I've said this all season long. Val Piotr has a nasty changeup, and Lily Lee saw that there. Two outs, here's Caden Perkins for Dawson Boyd. Caden takes the first, there's a changeup and a swing and a miss for strike one. I have a feeling Val is going to use that changeup quite a bit today. Here's the next pitch to Perkins, swing and a miss for strike two. 0-2 to Caden Perkins. She's a sophomore. She'll play third base. Next pitch, call strike three. What an inning for Val Piotr, the Eagle pitcher. That is a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the first with the Eagles coming to bat. You're listening to Section 3A Softball right here on Q92.
Dr. Carlson and Dr. Gang are experienced, knowledgeable, and prepared to meet your expectations. Give Appleton Dental Care a call today at 320-289-2241 to schedule an appointment. They look forward to hearing from you.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods right downtown Dawson, Minnesota is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
All right, welcome back again to Lacapaul Valley High School Section 3A softball playoffs. Dawson Boyd and Lacapaul Valley. What a first inning for the Eagle pitcher, Val Piotr. I don't think she threw a ball. Had Ritter to ground out to short, and then she struck out Lee and Perkins. Here's the Eagles coming to bat here in the bottom of the first inning and no score. Stepping into the batter's box for Lacapaul Valley, senior Jalen Lee. And the pitcher for Dawson Boyd, Shea Bothan. Swing and a miss by Jalen for strike one. Shea Bothan has logged most of the innings in this pitching circle for the Blackjacks this spring. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Nice pitch there by Shea Bothan. Natiya Ritter behind the plate. Maddie Wente at first. Beastman at second, Essling at short, Perkins at third. Here's a pop foul off the first base dugout. Nice crowd on hand here. You're always going to get a great crowd when Dawson Boyd and Lacapaul Valley play each other in any sport. Here's the 0-2 count to Jalen Lee. The pitch. Oh, it hits the pitcher. Hit right back to Boffin. Wente picks the ball up and takes Lee out. Going by her. Oh, my goodness. I hope Shea Bothan is okay. Jalen Lee swung at the ball and Lee hit it right back to the pitcher, Shea Bothan. It ricocheted off her knee or her leg, and it went right towards the first baseman, Maddie Wente. Wente did a nice job of picking the ball up and then tagging Lee as she went by. So one out, and Coach Gruhl in the infield over there checking out the sophomore pitcher, Shea Bothan. She took a shot to the leg. That's going to leave a mark, let me tell you. Now the umpire's giving Bothan some warm-up pitches here, and Coach Nick Gruhl gives Shea the fist pump, and she says, I'm all right. Wow. Hard hit ball. Hard hit ball off the knee or leg there of Bothan. All right, one out. And the next pitch here, the batter is Kendall Shelstead. What a season Kendall's had. Takes first pitch a ball. And next pitch is a strike. One ball, one strike to Kendall. And I just remembered I left my stat sheet on my desk at the radio station. So, no stats. But Kendall Lee leads, I think, in RBIs and batting average for La Caparra Valley. 2 balls and 1 strike. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Paul Ramo out here at La Caparra Valley. And it pitches inside. I mentioned the infield for Dawson Boyd. Out in the outfield, you got Elsie Wiebe in left, Lily Lee in center, and Reagan Beesman in right, the seventh grader. And there's strike two called by the home plate umpire. We got a full count to Kendall Shelstead. Brandy Meyer on deck for La Caparra Valley. Boffin in her windup and the pitch. And there's a shot, a pop-up, the short, and it's caught by Olivia Esslane. 2 outs. Just a little blooper to short. And there's 2 outs here, and here's Brandy Meyer, the shortstop, a senior, also swinging a hot bat this season for the Eagles. Boffin in her windup, and the pitch is popped up. Catch the pitcher. Boffin makes the catch, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. Wow. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for La Caparra Valley. We're going to go to the top of the second inning. No score between the Eagles and the Blackjacks. You're listening to Section 3A Softball right here on Q92.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. WOW Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by WOW Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson. It's 207.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, we're back. Top of the second inning. No score between La Caparra Valley and Dawson Boyd. A single elimination after this game, the next round. Then we move into double elimination in the tournament. Oh, there's that nasty changeup thrown by Val Piotr to Olivia Esslane. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Esslane, the number 4 batter. And then Beesman and Wiebe. Next 2 batters for the Blackjacks. Fastball fouled over the press box here. Oh, I actually hit the netting. RCW softball team just coming into the softball complex here. They'll be warming up. They're going to take on McCray after this game. The 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. First strike, third strike out of the game for Val Piotr. And here's Reagan Beesman, the right fielder. Reagan, just a seventh grader. And here's the pitch high. For ball one to Beesman. Well, she's got a lot of varsity experience ahead of her. Swing and a miss for strike one. 1 ball, 1 strike to Beesman. Boy, the first inning, that was a great job by both pitchers, Shea Boffin and Val Piotr. Next pitch, strike. Oh, or was that a ball? A strike. It was a strike. To Beesman. So she's got 2 strikes on her. Bet you Val Piotr throws a change up here. Here it is. Yeah, called strike three. Wow. 2 outs. Here's Elsie Wiebe, the left fielder, senior left fielder for Dawson Boyd. Val Piotr. Both schools have graduation on Sunday. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss there by Wiebe. That's four strikeouts. 4 of the 5 batters, Piotr has struck out so far here to start the game. Change up, popped up behind home plate, and catcher Traeger unable to get it. That was catchable, but she just didn't pick it up right away. It's a tough job for Eva Traeger, the Eagle catcher. Needs some help from your infield to try to find that ball quick when it's popped up behind home plate. Next pitch is a ball. One ball, two strikes to Elsie Wiebe. Two outs here. We're in the top of the second. No score. The winner moves on. The loser's done. There's a pop-up back to the pitcher, Piotr, and another 1-2-3 inning for Val Piotr and the Eagles. So for Dawson Boyd in the top of the second, no runs. They get no hits, no errors, and they leave nobody on base. We're going to the bottom of the second with the Eagles coming to bat. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Soybean farmers feed more than just humans. Rest assured, the meat you eat is fed quality soybean meal, which is high in protein and energy. 48% of soybean meal is fed to poultry, 26% to swine, and 12% to beef cattle. Animal feed is just one use that demonstrates the versatility of soybeans, and checkoff dollars help find even more ways to put soybeans to use. This message is brought to you by the Lockapaw County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hanson Dental Clinic, located in Dawson, would like to remind you that even when your kids are young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important, and you can help your children follow these guidelines for healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle. Floss every day. Use a fresh section of floss for each tooth. Move floss around teeth in a C shape. Slide the floss up and down between teeth slowly. And most importantly, have a regular checkup. And you can schedule your checkup today with Hanson Dental Clinic by calling 320-769-4756. That's 320-769-4756. Dr. Tom Hanson, Dr. Dentistry, Hanson Dental Clinic, located downtown Dawson.
All right, here's Kayla Jan. Started out for Lockapaw Valley here in the bottom of the second. We have no score in this Section 3A playoff game. And Shea Boffin got the Eagles lead last inning. And here's Kayla Jan, the number four batter in the batting lineup. Then Callie Kahn and Zoe Doctor. Jan swings at that one, fouls it down the right field line to the Dawson Boyd crowd. Good following by the Blackjack fans here down the first baseline. A lot of people in the outfield in their cars. They got picnic tables out there in the outfield. Next pitch to Kayla and gets by the catcher there, Ritter. Two balls, one strike to Kayla Jan. Kayla had the best bunt I've ever seen in softball last week in Minnesota to score the winning run in the 10th inning. Pitches high for ball three. Just you couldn't have bunted the ball better. It was 10-inning win for Lockapaw Valley. That actually won him the conference championship. Here's a shot, drawing drive, first base, Maddie Wente snags it out of the air. Jan hits it. Line drive, Wente. Nice job by Maddie Wente catching that line drive at first base. One out. Here's Callie Kahn, the left fielder. And the pitch is low by Boffin. Shea Boffin, a sophomore, right-hander. The first game I did in the season, that was kind of a rough outing for Shea, but she looks much improved, and she's had a first good couple innings here. Next pitch, strike called to Callie Kahn, Zoe Doctor on deck. We're in the top of the second inning. We play seven. And Boffin's pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. So we got a two balls, two strikes to Callie Kahn. With one out here in the top of the second and no score. Shea in her windup pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. First strikeout of the game for Shea Boffin. There's two outs. And here's Zoe Doctor, the center fielder. Zoe can hit the ball a long ways. I've seen a couple of her bombs this year. Here's the pitch, and she hits a dribbler foul towards Coach Sawatsky at third. And for strike one, have people sitting in their lawn chairs out in the outfield. Bleachers are full in front of me here down the first base side. A lot of people here. And the pitch is down low to Zoe Doctor. Zoe in FFA. Zoe's going to have her llamas at the Stampede the Fun event this coming Wednesday, 5 to 7 at the Lac Parle Fairgrounds. And the pitch is high to Zoe. She loves her llamas. Two balls, one strike to Doctor. The pitch in. Oh, it's a strike. It was inside. I thought it was going to be a ball, but the home plate umpire said, nope, strike two. So there's two outs. We're in the second inning. It's 2-2. A lot of twos on that scoreboard right now. The pitch swung on, and she just got a piece of it. Actually went off the umpire's mask. And the home plate umpire got rattled a little bit there. Takes his mask off, his helmet, and he's going to be okay, and he's right back at it. 2-2 count, two outs to Zoe. Here we go. The pitch from Shea Boffin. Foul ball, the home plate umpire said. Concession stand below me. I can smell the hot dogs. Big pitch here. Big pitch coming up here. Here it is, and it's popped up. Wente in front of the first base dugout, and she can't get there. Just a reminder for those fans that are listening, if you want to go to Saturday's games in Marshall, all tickets will be sold online. There will be no cash sales at the gate in Marshall. Just a reminder there if you plan to go to Marshall. Next pitch. There's a base hit over to shortstop's head. And there's your first hit of the ball game off Zoe Doctor's bat. Just over the head of Essling at shortstop. And that was a good at-bat there for Zoe Doctor. She's on first base. There is two outs. And we have no score. That was a good battle there between Shea Boffin and Doctor. 2-2 count, two outs, and she just laced it right over the head of Olivia. And here's a pitch. It's high. Here's a throw down the second, and Doctor steals second base. She's in scoring position for Val Piotr. Val Piotr, the pitcher, at the plate. If the Eagles can get something on the board here with no score, Shea Boffin trying to get the dugout. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch there by Boffin. Val Piotr looks down to Coach Sawatsky. Coach Ryan Lee at first base. Shea Boffin in her windup, and here's the 1-1 pitch. Down low. Nice stop by Britter, the catcher. Two balls and one strike now to Val Piotr. Runner at second. Here's a shot, and that's going to go out to right center field. Zoe Doctor rounds third. She's going to score. Going into second base with an RBI double is Val Piotr. Hit the ball to right center field. Scoring Zoe Doctor easily from second base. And the Eagles lead 1-0. How important was that bat by Zoe Doctor? Here's a big swing and a miss by Raya Borstad. All that happening with two outs. Lac Parle leads now 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Shea Boffin pitching to Borstad, and the pitch is way high and away for ball one. At second base is Piotr. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, gets by Ritter, goes to the backstop. That's going to allow Piotr to third base. So now let's see if Shea Boffin can just concentrate here on Borstad. two balls and one strike to Raya Borstad, two outs. Boffin in her windup and delivers, and that gets by Ritter again. Here comes Piotr to the plate. She slides in. She scores. And a wild pitch. And it's 2-0, La Caparo Valley. Ball was low, got by Nataya. There's not much room between home plate and the backstop. And Val broke right away. Here's a swing and a miss for strike two to number four, Raya Borstad. Coach Swatsky clapping his hands, encouraging Borstad at the plate. All Shea Boffin wants to do is get an out here. Next pitch is strike three called. That's the second strikeout of the game for Shea Boffin, and that will end the inning, but the Eagles come up with two runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're going to go to the top of the third here at La Caparo Valley. Eagles lead the Blackjacks now 2-0 in Section 3A play. We'll be back after this.
If all you want is a sip of water at the kitchen sink, any filter will do. I want better water in the laundry, better water in the bathroom, better water at every tap, in every room for everyone in my home. Every time, everywhere I use water, every day. So I got a whole home filtration system from Culligan. Now I ask you, how long will it take for you to call the Culligan man?
Hey, Culligan man.
Your local Culligan man is Jason Hansen, 320-598-7511 in Madison. That's 320-598-7511 for Culligan.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
All right, here's Shea Boffin swings at the first pitch here and lines it, or not lines it, but a little blooper to short, and Brandy Meyer came up and couldn't catch the ball. Gave it a good effort, Brandy Meyer did at short. But we'll give Shea a hit there. 2-0, La Caparo Valley leading here in the top of the third. Blackjacks batting in the top of the third. And here's Rylan Beesman, a sophomore at the plate. Blackjacks have a base runner, their first base runner of the game. And a pitch, a strike to Beesman. One ball, one strike to Rylan. Rylan. Val Piotr, the pitch. And that's down low and inside for ball two. Coach Nick Gruhl at third base for the Blackjacks. Bell in the windup and delivers a little chopper right back to the pitcher, Piotr. She's going to second, and they get the force out at second. Nice slide, though, by Boffin. And a nice, quick decision there by Val Piotr, the Eagle pitcher, off the bat of Beesman. She fielded it, and she turned to second and threw a bullet to force Shea Boffin out at second base. So we got one out. Here's the number nine batter, Maddie Wente. She hits one over the second base bag, and everyone's going to be safe. A base hit for Maddie Wente. That was kind of odd. The ball just went, I don't know, maybe it hit the second base bag and then went shallow center, and Jan Meyer, the third shortstop, and Doctor short, center fielder came in there. But now Blackjacks have runners on first and second and one out in the top of the order. Here's a ground ball to Meyer at short. She goes to third base. Throw to first, not in time, but the Eagles get the force. They get Beesman out at third base. Nataya Ritter hit the ball to Brandy Meyer, the shortstop. She threw the third for the force. And now batting is Lily Lee of the Blackjacks. Two outs. runners on first and second. Wente at second base, and a big swing and a miss there by Lily Lee. One ball, one strike to Lily. Wente's at third, Ritter at first for Dawson Boyd. Here's a pitch from Piotr. Change up, strike three. Oh, and then a throw down to third. Goes out in the left field, and Wente's going to stay at third. Ritter will go down to second. Oh, that was a third out. That's what I thought. Lee struck out there. That was out number three. And so that will end the inning. Little action there by the Blackjacks at the plate. Coach Nick Gruhl talking with the home plate umpire about what happened there. But we're going to take a commercial break. The Eagles lead 2-0. You're listening to Section 3A Softball right here on Q92.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Caddick's Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddick's Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby.
All right, folks, we're in the bottom of the third inning out here at La Caparo Valley on a gorgeous Thursday afternoon. Just perfect. Not hot, not cold, not real windy. Just a great day to be outside today. Got people sitting in picnic tables in the outfield on the first baseline. Hey, the score's 2-0. La Caparo Valley leading Dawson Boyd. We're in the bottom of the third inning. We've had a lot of action in the first three innings. And it's going to be Eva Traeger, the 9-1 and 2 batters for La Caparo Valley to face Shea Bothan. Shea picked up two strikeouts last inning. Bothan in the circle, in the pitch to Traeger, swung on, fall back to the backstop. Eva Traeger, as I mentioned, only a ninth grader, and she's catching. Catching is probably the toughest position, I think, in any sport. Even quarterback. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Second base. Beastman fields it. Throws to Wente. And we got an out. 4-3 put out. One out. Traeger hitting the ball to the second baseman, Beastman. The sophomore fielded it cleanly. And threw over to Maddie Wente for the first out here in the bottom of the third. Top of the order now for La Caparo Valley. Leading 2-0. Here's Jalen Lee. And Jalen, a changeup, and Jalen swung at that one. And Shea showed that she can throw a changeup too, Shea Bothan, just a 10th grader. Here's the pitch to Jalen Lee, and that's a strike two called. Two strikes to Jalen Lee. Bothan pitch. Fouled to the backstop. Count remains 0-2. Other games out here at La Caparo Valley today, I see McCray has showed up now. McCray's going to take on Renville County West, the 4-5 seeds. Those are always good games. We'll not be broadcasting that game, but they'll play next year. And the winners of this game here and RCW and McCray, they'll play roughly around 5 o'clock in that winner's bracket because the first round here is single elimination. So everything's on the line in this first round. Pitch inside there to Jalen. Kendall Shelstead waiting her turn on deck. Two balls, two strikes to Jalen Lee. Jalen's had a great athletic career at La Caparo Valley. Got a number. There's a full count. He has, over the years, a number of player of the game t-shirts. Big pitch here for Shea. Ground ball, shortstop, nice fielding by Essling. Throw the first, and they get Lee. hard hit ball by Jalen Lee to shortstop Olivia Essling. And Essling did by the book there. Threw a good strike to Wente at first. And there is two outs. Here's Kendall Shelsett. She popped out to Essling at short in her first at bat. And Kendall's pitch, ground ball, back to the pitcher, Boffin. She fields it and throws the first, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for Shea Boffin and the Blackjacks. For the Eagles, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're going to go to the top of the fourth. The ball game's moving along quickly here. Top of the fourth, Blackjacks coming to bat, but they're down 2-0 to the Eagles. We'll be back after this.
When in Ghent, stop by KB's Barn Grill for some fantastic food. Lunch specials daily. And you gotta have the KB Burger, the best around. KB's Barn Grill also has dinner specials and drink specials. The kitchen is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30, and Friday and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. So stop on down after the game. That's KB's Barn Grill in Ghent. Stop in at the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out their specials on wines, liqueurs, mixers, beer, and much more. The House of Spirits has many beer case specials. And they have one of the largest selections of wines around. The House of Spirits is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And they remind you to please drink responsibly. That's the House of Spirits in Appleton. Remember, veterans get 10% off at the House of Spirits.
All right, here's Caden Perkins to lead off the top of the fourth inning for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. They're down to the Eagles 2-0 in the first round of Section 3A softball here. Here's that changeup swing and a miss by Caden for strike two. 2-0, the Eagles scored two runs in the second inning. On two outs, I might add. The ground ball fouled on the first baseline. Jalen Lee giving chase there. 0-2 count to Caden Perkins. Olivia Essling on deck. Here's a foul ball over the first base bleachers there. Nick Gruhl at third base. Laurel Webster, the assistant coach at first base for Dawson Boyd. Two strikes to Perkins, and she swings at that one again, fouls it down the first baseline over the first base bleachers where all the Blackjack fans are, enjoying the sunshine. We've got sun today after 3 or 4 days of cloud and rain. Here's the pitch by Piotr. Change up. Oh, and she just got a piece of it. You know, when you're expecting a blazing fastball from Piotr or Shea Boffin, and then they throw that changeup, it's the speed. It really messes you up, so you really got to prepare for it. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball, ground ball to second. That's Kayla Jan, fields it, and then underhands the ball to Jalen Lee at first for the first out. 4-3 put out, one out. Well, Basel got the number one seed out of the South. They're going to, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, they're going to host Russell Tyler Ruthen. Oh, there's a solid hit to left the center field off the bat of Olivia Essling. First pitch to Olivia. She drills it to center field. One hopper there to Kendall Shelstead. And so here's Reagan Wiesman. She struck out in the second inning in her only at-bat. So, Blackjacks have a base runner in Essling. First pitch to Wiesman is a strike. 2-0, La Caparo Valley leading here in the top of the fourth. Paul Ramo out here at La Caparo Valley. Swing and a miss by Wiesman. It's my very last time in this press box. In the softball field here. They're going to tear it down after this game. Two strikes. Pitch, change up high for ball one. I remember the first press box they had. It was very difficult to get up to. It made it a little easier this one with a bit some steps, not a ladder. Here's the next pitch. Ground ball fouled on the first baseline. Two strikes to Reagan Wiesman. Essling with a base hit. She's on first base. And one out. And Val Piotr's pitch popped up. First base. And it drops foul right in front of Jalen Lee, the Eagle first baseman. Count remains one ball, two strikes to Wiesman, the right fielder for Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks 1-15 on the season. Their only win came against Ortonville. There's a ground ball hit right back to the pitcher, Piotr. She goes to second, and it's not in time, and everybody's safe. Wiesman hit the ball right back to the pitcher, Eagle pitcher, Val Piotr. She swung around. She did that last inning and got the out. That time, kind of threw it behind shortstop Brandy Meyer, who was covering second, to force Essling out at second, and kind of threw it behind her. And so the Blackjacks have a threat going on here. In the top of the fourth inning, down 2-0, they got runners on first and second, and Elsie Wiebe just swung at the first pitch and fouled it off for strike one. Here's the pitch. Ground ball back to Val. She's going to get the sure out over at first. And out at first. What are they going to call? That's an out. No. That's an out at first. Oh, she... Okay, I'm a little confused at what just happened there. Elsie still batting? Yeah, nobody's at first base. Wiesman was out. Here's a swing and foul back to the backstop. Yeah, Elsie Wiebe still batting. What happened there? Wiesman must have got thrown out at first or picked off at first base. Two outs now. That was odd, wasn't it? Wiebe at the plate and a ground ball to Brandy Meyer at short. Fields it, throws the first, and there's your third out. So the Blackjacks going to strand a runner. They have no runs on two hits and no errors, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Waukesha Valley leading 2-0. We'll be back after this.
Celebrate both country and comfort with the Memorial Day sale on now at the Mattress Barn in Marshall. Huge savings throughout the store, like all Wolfridge bedroom furnishings at 40% off. Everything for an Ashley bedroom is 15% off. Step outside with Creekside, Sunny, and Frankford outdoor furniture, all specially priced at 25% off. See store for complete details. Honor the holiday and save on style and rest. The Memorial Day sale on now at the Mattress Barn on East College Drive in Marshall.
Mid-Minnesota Lumber offers design and planning of your home projects so you can be sure every square foot is used wisely. Not only home projects, but your farm building projects as well. Mid-Minnesota Lumber takes the stress out of building. At Mid-Minnesota Lumber, we order brands you want and pledge friendly service, customer satisfaction, and fair prices. Call Ryan at 320-289-2714 or check out their new website at midmnlumber.com. That's midmnlumber.com.
Paul Ramo out here at Lacapral Valley, Section 3A softball playoffs. First round is single elimination. You lose, you are done for the year. You win, you'll play at 5 o'clock this afternoon against the winner of Renville County West and McRae, who are in the JV field here warming up. 2-0 is the score. Bottom of the fourth. Eagles lead. Brandy Meyer batting. Brandy, a good athlete. Missed a lot of a basketball season because of an injury. There's strike two to Brandy Meyer. Nice job, Jay Bothan. In the second inning, when the Eagles scored both runs, there's a little blooper. It's going to drop behind the pitcher, and Brandy Meyer's going to get a base hit with that. And just a little pop-up behind the pitcher, Shea Botham, and it fell between second base and the pitching circle. And Meyer gets a base hit. Here's Kayla Jan. Eagles lead 2-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody out. Botham, the ground ball hit the short. Essling fields it, throws the first to get the out. Nice job by Essling, the Blackjack shortstop. One out, and going to second base is Brandy Meyer. Now batting left fielder, Callie Kahn for Lacaparl Valley. Sun is shining brightly. And Shea Botham, the pitch to Kahn, high for a ball. Meyer at second. Eagles have a 2-0 lead. Three umpires here today in the playoffs. Clint Schiller umping between first and second base. There's a ground ball back to Botham. She's going to get the out at first. And going to third base is Meyer. Two outs as Callie Kahn hits the ball right back to the pitcher, Shea Botham. She fielded it, threw to first to get the out. And on the Brandy Meyer went from second to third. So Zoe Docker has an RBI out there. She came around to score in the ball game, and she laces one down the third baseline. My goodness, that was foul. Was that a shot? I think that went between Brandy Meyer and Coach Sawatsky. Wow, that you got to be paying attention. That ball would have hit you. That would have left a mark. Got to be heads up. One strike to Zoe Docker. Two outs, runner on third for the Eagles. Shea Botham trying to get this third out. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle, base hit! Scoring is Brandy Meyer. It's 3-0. Lacaparl Valley. Solid hit up the middle for Zoe Docker. That's the third hit of the game for Lacaparl Valley. And here's the pitcher, Val Piotr. Again, the Eagles score with two outs. Here's the pitch from Shea, and it's inside. There goes the runner. Docker, and it's not going to be a throw. Zoe steals second base. Of course, there's no leading off in softball. So Val Piotr, she had an RBI in the second inning. She can help her cause out here. Her teammate, Zoe Docker, on second. And there's a strike two called. So here comes a big pitch from Dawson Boyd, Shea Botham. Two balls, two strikes. I mean, two strikes and two outs, I should say. And there's called strike three. And that was the third out. And Val Piotr a little disgusted with herself there. Or Val upset with the call, maybe. Let's put it that way. So with the Eagles pick up one run on two hits. No errors, and they leave one on base. And the new score, the Eagles 3, Dawson Boyd nothing, with the Blackjacks coming to bat here in the fifth. We'll be back after this.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering four locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun Bank, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley. Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated in Mineota is here to help. Pete's Electric Motor has now brought in the starter and alternators for ag and construction equipment. Pete's Electric repairs electric motors and has new and used electric motors on hand. Pulleys and belts, all your air needs, dryers, hoses, fittings, and cast air compressors. Pete's also has new and used pallet racking. Pete's Electric Motor, with over 25 years of experience, just a mile and a half north of Mineota on County Road 3. Give Brandon a call at 507-872-5188. Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Mineota.
Oh, coming out of commercial break, Shea Bothan for the Blackjacks just laced one out in the left field to start the top of the fifth inning for Dawson Boyd. They're down to the Eagles 3-0. And what a base hit there by the pitcher, Shea Bothan. Here's Beastman, Ryland, and takes a pitch, a strike. 3-0, La Caparo Valley leading Dawson Boyd, Section 3A softball playoffs. And we're in the top of the fifth. Here's Ryland Beastman, the second baseman. She reached on a fielder's choice, her only at-bat in the game. And there's a ball. Tremendous crowd here at La Caparo Valley this afternoon. Here's the windup and the pitch. There's a ground ball hit the short. Meyer's going to go to second for the force, and she is out. Oh, that was very close. She is out. Force out at second, Shea Bothan. Beastman hit the ball to Brandy Meyer, the shortstop, and then she went to second. Kayla Jan covering the second base bag, and Bothan, the ball, and Bothan got there at the same time, and the base umpire is right on top of it. He called her out. Here's a ground ball. Here, this could be two. There's a second to throw to first. Not in time. It gets by Jalen Lee. That was Maddie Wente. Two outs now. Wente hit the ball to Brandy Meyer. She went to second to Kayla Jan for the second out. Jan threw the first. And just Jalen couldn't haul it in. It could have been a double play there. Here's Natalia Ritter, the batter. She hits the ball to Kayla Jan at second. She throws the first, and there's your third out. Quick inning there for Val Piotr and the Eagles. No runs, one hit, no errors, and they leave one on base, the Blackjacks do. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. And the score, 3-0 Eagles. You're listening to Section 3A Softball from La Caparo Valley High School, and we'll be back after this.
Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center is proud to provide great food and entertainment for all ages with a sports bar, quiet dining, and they are ready to accommodate any event, large or small. You can give them a call for information or reservations at 320-769-4518 and like them on Facebook for updates on what's happening at Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center in Dawson.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. At Haugen Insurance Agency, we understand the unique challenges you face every day. With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a small family farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crops and your livelihood with confidence. Visit us on the web at HauganCropIns.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
All right, 3-0, La Caparo Valley leading the Blackjacks here in the bottom of the fifth. And it's going to be Raya Borsted, 8-9-1 batters for the Eagles. Shea Bothan doing a fantastic job in his circle here for the Eagles, or for the Blackjacks, excuse me. It's unfortunate with two outs for all three runs there for La Caparo Valley. Raya Borsted struck out in the second inning. Shea Bothan has three strikeouts here in the game so far, here in the bottom of the fifth. And Bothan's pitch, changeup, strike, called the number four, Raya Borsted. Raya's a junior. Eagles start six seniors, two juniors, and one freshman. Swing and a miss for strike two. And I think Raya would want that one back. Saturday, we're going to have a full day of section sports for you on Q92. Softball and baseball. Pitch is high and away for ball three. We got a full count to Borsted. Full count. Nobody out. Bothan delivers. And that's ball four. That's the first walk of the game, I believe. Borsted's on first base. And here's the number nine batter, the catcher, Eva Traeger. We have a pinch runner. A courtesy runner, excuse me. For Borstedt, I think. And who's this? Number 11. Carson Whitnable is courtesy runner. She comes into the game, Borstedt out. She gets high fives from her teammates as she comes back to the dugout. What a day. What a sunshine, beautiful day. Out here at Lac La Parle. Usually the wind's blowing 100 miles an hour. That's not bad at all. All right. Here's Eva Traeger. Runner on first, and that hits her. Hits Batsman. So we get a walk, and it hits Batsman to start the bottom of the fifth for the Eagles. They have runners on first and second. Nobody out, and now it's the top of the order. Jalen Lee's made contact both at bats, grounding out to short. Shea Boffin, Blackjack defense ready. Coach Swatsky flashing the signs. Here comes the first pitch to Jalen Lee. And that's down low for a ball. Renville County West and McCray to my left here taking batting practice. And they will play next year at Lac La Parle Valley. Next pitch, high for a ball. 2-0 to Jalen Lee. Kendall. We got Borstedt at second. She walked, and Traeger at first. She was hit by a pitch. Next pitch gets by Ritter, and the runners are going to advance. Borstedt to third, Traeger to second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Lac La Parle leading 3-0. Jalen Lee, leadoff batter at the 3-0 count, and there's the pitch. It's a strike. So it's a 3-ball, 1-strike pitch coming here to Jalen Lee. Runners on second and third for Lac La Parle Valley. Shea Boffin's pitch. And that's strike two. So we went from 3-0 to full count to Jalen Lee. Big pitch here for Shea Boffin. Jalen knows she's got to come in with it. She'll probably be swinging. Here's the pitch. She does swing at it and fouls it back to the backstop. Paul Ramo out here at Lac La Parle Valley on this Thursday afternoon. 3-0. Eagles lead the Blackjacks. Runners on second, third. Here's the full count pitch. Just popped up. Wente, the first baseman. Oh, she can't catch the ball. Throw is, run's going to score. Borstedt scores from third. Oh, the ball just popped out of Wente's glove. And she's got to be pretty frustrated with that. Have to give an error there. And Jalen Lee with a full count at first base. Traeger goes to third. It's 4-0 now. And here's Kendall Shellstedt. Here's the pitch. And the throw. Jalen Lee's going to steal second base. So Lac La Parle Valley, runners on second and third now. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. And Kendall Shellstedt at the plate. Here's the pitch. And that's high for a ball. 1-ball, 1-strike to Kendall. Shellstedt's popped out to short to Essling. And then grounded out to the pitcher in her two at-bats. There's a pop-up, and the second baseman not going to get there. And a run's going to score. And it's 5-0. Base hit there for Kendall Shellstedt. Just a little blooper by the second base bag. And Wiesman just almost made a nice catch. Just couldn't get there in time. Okay. Coach Nick Gruhl's coming out to talk with his pitcher in infield. The Eagles have runners on the corners, nobody out, and Brandy Meyer will be batting. Coach Gruhl chatting with the whole infield in the pitching circle here. Eagles now lead. They put up 2 in the second, 1 in the fourth, now 2 here in the fifth. Blackjacks trying to get some outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Coach Gruhl back into the dugout, and we're ready to play some softball. And Brandy Meyer She has popped out to Both in the pitcher in the first inning and got a base hit and came around to score. So, Lee's at third, Shelston at first. Here's the pitch, swing, and foul back to the backstop for strike one. The winner of this game here will play the winner of Renville County West and McRae later this afternoon. And you'll hear that game right here on Q92 about 5 o'clock. Here's the pitch from Bothan. Ground ball to Eslane. Goes to second for the force out. They get the out. But a run comes in. Jalen Lee scores. And Shelstead was forced out at second base after Brandy Meyer. That was Brandy Meyer hitting the ball to the shortstop, Eslane. And she just underhanded the Wiesman for the force out. Here's Kayla Jan batting. Eagles have a runner at first. Here's the pitch. Here's the throw down to second. It goes out in the center field. And Brandy gets up. She's going to try for third, and she gets to third base. Error there. Ball was thrown by Ritter way off to the right side of the second base bag when Brandy was trying to steal second. Went out in the center field. Brandy popped up and went to third. So Kayla Jan with one strike on her. Just one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Gets by Ritter. Brandy's going to stay put at third. Kayla Jan popped out to the first baseman, Wente, and then she grounded out to Eslane at short in her two at-bats in the game. Here's the pitch to the senior. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Bothan throws the first. Here comes the play to the plate. And she is out of there. A double play for Dawson Boyd. Wow. Double play for the Blackjacks. And that will end the inning. But the Eagles come up with three runs in the bottom of the fifth. They lead 6-0. We'll be back with more section softball right after this.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Dixon Chiropractic provides chiropractic care. Their mission is simple: provide their patients with the best care possible. They achieve this through exceptional service and attentiveness to each individual's need. They also offer acupuncture and Graston and cupping services. Dixon Chiropractic has offices in Marshall, Wabasso, Slayton, and Mineota. Visit one of their locations. You can call 507-532-2655 to make an appointment or check out their website at fixinchiro.com. That's FIXENCHIRO.com. Fixin' Chiropractic. They care about you.
All right, we're in the top of the sixth inning out here at Lacapral Valley. You're listening to Section 3A Softball. And the Eagles have a 6-0 lead on the Blackjacks. And Lily Lee at the plate, the center fielder, ninth grader. Got two strikes on her. Start the top of the sixth, Val Piotr. And the pitch, oh, it hits her. There's your first hit batsman for Val. And the Blackjacks get a base runner. And Lily Lee, here's Caden Perkins. Caden Perkins at the plate. She struck out in the first and grounded out the second to Kayla Jan in her last at bat. And the pitch, ground ball to the first base, foul. Strike one to Caden Perkins. Paul Ramo out here at Lacapral Valley on a gorgeous Thursday afternoon. And Val Piotr in her windup. Oh, I'm being delivered a hot dog with ketchup. Thank you. You want the ketchup back? Okay. One ball, one strike. That's service. One ball, one strike, ground ball, baseline. By Caden Perkins. Caden is a sophomore playing third base for Dawson Boyd. Val Piotr doing a great job in the circle for La Caprile Valley. There's a base hit out the right field. And going to third base, there's a play to third, not in time. And the Blackjack fans making some noise. Lily Lee went from first to third on a base hit to right field off the bat of Caden Perkins. And there's nobody out here in the top of the sixth. And the Blackjacks have runners on first and third. And here's Olivia Essling batting. Nice base hit there by Perkins. Here's a pitch, ground ball to Brandy Meyer. Oh, it goes over her glove into the center field, and a run's going to score, and going to third base is Perkins. Lee scores, and the Blackjacks get a run here in the top of the sixth. Essling. It hit it toward by second base, and Brandy was running over there to get it. And didn't hit her glove. It just went over her glove. I don't know if it took a bad hop or what happened. But a base hit there and an RBI for Essling. Here's Reagan Beastman. Ground ball. Shelston at third. Fields it. Over to first for the out to play at home. And she's out. A double play. A double play. Beastman hit the 5-3-2. Beastman hit it to Kendall Shelston at third. She threw to first to Jalen Lee. And then trying to score from third was Perkins. And she was... There's a base hit on the right field by Elsie Wiebe. And that gets by the center field doctor. And coming in to score is Essling. And the Blackjacks have two runs in. That was an RBI solid hit to right, or to center field by Wiebe. Here's Shea Bothan, the pitcher. How about the Blackjacks bats coming alive here in the sixth? It's 6-2 now with two outs. That was a double play earlier. And here's Shea Bothan. And the pitch to Shea is high. One ball, one strike. Blackjacks have a runner at second. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to Shelston at third. There's another fielding play. Throw to first base. And that's your third out. 5-3 put out Shelston to Lee. But how about the Blackjacks? They come up with two big runs there on the top of the sixth. On one, two, three hits. One error, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's the Eagles 6, Dawson Boyd 2. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigson Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. Visit LudvigsonTiling.com or give us a call today at 320-226-7022.
Froggatt Auction and Real Estate are your local auction experts that specialize in farm equipment and real estate auctions. Whether you're looking to expand your farm or liquidate an entire line of equipment, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate can help. They're a family-owned and operated business that prides themselves on their personalized approach and will work with you to create a tailored plan to get the best results for you by using the most advanced marketing techniques in the industry. Being full-time professional auctioneers and licensed real estate agents in Minnesota and South Dakota, you know you can trust the experts at Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Visit them online at froggattauctions.com.
Sproggett Auction and Real Estate, building our reputation one auction at a time.
All right, coming out of commercial break, Callie Kahn for the Eagles hit a hard ground ball to Olivia Essling at short. What a nice stop by Essling. And she made a really strong throw to first to throw out Callie Kahn just in time. Nice stretch by Wente, the first baseman. And so one pitch and one out. And here's Zoe Doctor. Takes the pitch. The 6-2 is the score. The Eagles lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Blackjacks put up two runs last inning. Shea Bothan. And there's a shot over the second baseman's head. And that's the third hit for Zoe Doctor. She's 3-for-3 on the day. How about that? Val Piotr'o bat. She had an RBI in the second inning. Here's a windup in the pitch. And that's low. There go. Oh, Doctor's going, stealing second. Then she goes back to first base. 6-2 Eagles. Bottom of the sixth. Val Piotr, the Eagle pitcher, batting. The pitch from Shea Bothan is a strike. One ball, one strike to Val Piotr. One out. Shea in her windup and the pitch. And that's inside. Doctor staying at first base. Let's see if Coach Sawatsky moves her down to second on this pitch. Two balls and one strike to Piotr. Bothan, inner windup, the pitch. Line drive, oh, right by the pitcher, and that's going to sneak out into center field. How did it do that? Had a great view of that for Val Piotr. She's 2-for-3. That ball went right by the head of the shortstop, Shea Bothan, and then it went right over second base bag. Essling and Beeson got there right away. Got there quickly, but it's just out of their reach, and the softball had eyes on it, just avoided everyone. So Piotr's at first, Doctor goes to second, Borstedt batting. Here's the pitch, it's high. The winner of this game moves on. We'll play around 5 o'clock this afternoon out here at Lacapra Valley. The loser is done for the season. Here's a swing and foul back. Ooh, that got the home plate umpire on the foul ball. Right off the left arm. He's shaking it. Now the base umpire comes over, wants to see the softball from Shea Bothan. Got three umpires here today. Number four batting, Raya Borstedt. She's come around to score in the fifth inning. 6-2 is your score. Bothan's pitch. That's down low for a ball. Doctor's at second base. Piotr's at first base for Lacapra Valley. It's a 2 by a Borstedt. Here comes the pitch from Shea Bothan. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Two outs. Big strikeout there for Shea Bothan. That was the fourth strikeout of the game for Shea Bothan. And here's the number 9 batter for the Eagles, Eva Traeger, the catcher. Shea delivers, and that's low for a ball. There's two outs now. Bottom of the sixth inning. Lacapra Valley 6, Dawson Boyd 2. Bothan in her windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss by Traeger. Eagles have runners on first and second, two outs. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Shea Bothan, there's a couple bounces, and here's the pitch. There's a solid hit to left field. Around third is Zoe Doctor. That ball's going to go all the way to the fence. Two runs in. A 2-RBI double by Eva Traeger. Solid hit the left center field and went in the gap. It's scoring Doctor and Piotr, making the score 8-2. And two outs, again with two outs. Coach Gruel out there. And it looks like the Blackjacks are going to make a pitching change. They are. So we'll take a quick break here. We'll be back with the Eagles leading 8-2 now. We'll be back after this.
When you're a farmer, water can be a blessing or a curse. Expected rain? Good. Water in your engines? Bad. What do I trust to fuel my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel that keeps contaminants from clogging fuel injectors and tanking fuel efficiency better than any formula that's come before. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Available at Lacapara Co-op, located in Madison and Dawson. Let us be your partner in agriculture.
Ag Processing is proud of the positive impact that they have on our area. AGP provides a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. Supplies soybean meal to hundreds of businesses and the poultry and livestock producers they serve. Supplies feed to over 2,000 private and cooperative dealers and their livestock producer customers in the United States and Canada. Being the third largest soy oil refiner, it easily could be that every person in the USA consumes some AGP soy oil each year. AGP Ag Processing Incorporated.
All right, pitching change for Dawson Boyd. Caden Perkins comes in from third base. She's pitching now. She just threw to Jalen Lee. Eagles lead 8-2 now as we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Big two RBI double by Eva Traeger. Jalen Lee batting. And there's a strike. Strike two to Jalen with two outs. Caden Perkins, sophomore, comes in the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out. So Perkins does the job in relief. And that's the third out. Folks, we'll go to the top of the seventh inning with the Blackjacks coming to bat. The Eagles are three outs away from advancing. And let's see if the Blackjacks can, they need some runs in the top of the seventh. They're down 8-2 to the Eagles. You're listening to Section 3A Softball right here on Q92.
At the State Bank of Taunton, they focus on your finances so you can focus on your farm. The State Bank of Taunton is part of this area's farming tradition, and they care about the well-being and continued success of our local farmers. That's why you can turn to the State Bank of Taunton for quality financial advice and assistance, from affordable ag loans and farm mortgages to everyday banking needs and retirement planning. For operating loans and lines of credit, equipment loans, livestock loans, and real estate loans, see the State Bank of Taunton. For wherever life takes you, check them out online at www.statebankoftaunton.com or call 507-872-6136. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Larry's in Ortonville and Madison isn't just your local heating experts. They are Lennox dealers. Your comfort is their passion, and they help you enjoy greater comfort and lower energy costs. Whether you need your heating system service to keep your home comfortable or need new Lennox equipment, Larry's team is there to help you make sure your air is perfect. Many local utility companies offer rebates for both new equipment and preventive maintenance. Larry's has been certified as a quality installer with many local utility companies, which means you could receive an additional rebate by choosing Larry's for your new HVAC equipment. Contact Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison today. Air is life. Make it perfect.
Well, we've reached the seventh inning here in Section 3A softball playoffs. The Eagles have an 8-2 lead on Dawson Boyd. And as we come out of commercial break, Val Piotr just struck out Rylan Beesman for the first out here in the seventh. And it's going to bring up Maddie Wente. That was the sixth strikeout for Val Piotr. Madeline Wente, a senior, at the plate for Dawson Boyd, down 8-2. Their season on the line here in the seventh inning. There's a high fly ball. Shortstop Randy Meyer going back, makes the catch. Nice effort there by the Eagles shortstop, Randy Meyer. backing up, and almost on the grass, and hauls it in for the second out. And now at the top of the order, Natalia Ritter. One out away from advancing, the Eagles are. And there's a strike to Ritter. We'll have a Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Here's the pitch. And that's strike two. Two strikes. 0-2 count, two outs. Val Piotr trying to close the door here for Lacaparo Valley. Here's the pitch, and there's a fly ball down the right field line and into the first base stands where the Blackjacks are. Somebody in the stands made a nice catch over there. Blackjack fans. And Piotr will inner wind up. Here's the 0-2 pitch. There's a ground ball to Meyer at short. Another nice fielding play. The throw to first. And the Eagles win it. Lacaparo Valley wins it 8-2. And they will play at 5 o'clock either against Renville County West or McRae. And that will end the Blackjack season. We'll come back and wrap it up right after this.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
Hi, this is Doug at Larson Tiling in Dawson. I hope this finds you all happy and healthy and looking forward to a prosperous year. I know things haven't been as well as they should be and been a little discouraging last year with the rising input costs and declining commodity prices, but remember, tough times are only temporary. Ken's song says, if you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. Even when the margins are slim, tiling can make the difference between breaking even and making a profit. Give us a call at Larson Tiling, 320-769-2596. Tiling doesn't cost, it pays. God bless our law enforcement and military.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Here's your final score in the first game in Section 3A. Lacaparo Valley 8, Dawson Boyd 2. So the Eagles will move on. They'll play at 5 o'clock this afternoon, either against Renville County West or McRae. They'll play next year. And that's going to end the Blackjack season. Tough season as far as wins and losses. But, boy, in the Blackjacks, in between commercial break, I was telling Brody here, Blackjacks are playing good. They're playing well against the Eagles here, even though they lost. Well, was it 3-0 most of the game? 4-0? And so, yeah, hats off to the Blackjacks there. They're 2-15 on the season. And they graduated a number of seniors, or a couple seniors, I should say. Natalia Ritter, Elsie Wiebe, Maddie Wente were the three seniors on the Blackjack team that suit up for the last time for Dawson Boyd. Line scores, Lacaparo Valley, 8 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors, they left 3 on base. Dawson Boyd, 2 runs on 5 hits, 2 errors, and they left 5 on base. The winning pitcher was Val Piotr. Val struck out 6 Blackjacks in the game and gave up 5 hits. Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. I'm going to give it to Zoe Doctor. Zoe was 3 for 3 on the day with an RBI. So good day at the plate for Zoe Doctor. Also, Eva Traeger came up with a big hit in the sixth inning, had a 2 RBI double. Also getting RBIs, Val Piotr, she was 2 for 3 with an RBI. And Kendall Shelstead had an RBI in the fifth inning for La Caprile Valley. So that'll wrap up this game. We'll take probably an hour and a half, 2 hour break here, and we'll come back with the third game of the day here at La Caprile Valley. The Eagles waiting the winner of RCW and McRae. They're going to play here shortly, but we'll not be broadcasting that game. And so we'll turn it back to you at the studios, and we'll be back in a couple hours out here at La Caprile Valley. Once again, the final score, the Eagles defeat Dawson Boyd 8-2 in Section 3A softball.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling, Wolfslager Concrete, Heather Nursery and Floral, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, NB Golf Cars, B&B Electrical Contractors, Duck Service Submarine, Appleton Area Health, Ryan Smith Seeds, CCM Health, Kluber Law Office, B. Johnson Electric, Grace Haven Assisted Living. Section Sports brought to you by Gistelson's Hardware, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Canby Meat Center, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Oz Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Chris Wodzinski for House, Lee Motor Company, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, City Hall Bar and Grill, Lean Lumber, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Gruel Electric, Independent Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Farmers Grain, Tufty Auto and Sales, Klein Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Edward Jones and Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Madison Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Cargill, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prince Bank, Greater Community Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet, UFB Minneota, The Strand Agency, The Dryer Doctors. Section Sports on Q92 also brought to you by Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Wow Auto Wash, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Culligan, Purus, Tron Tossel Seeds, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, KB's Bar and Grill, House of Spirits, Mattress Barn, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Albert Insurance Agency, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Schipple Mutual Fire Insurance. Section Sports brought to you by Fixin Chiropractic, Ludvigson Tiling, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, AGP, State Bank of Taunton, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Larson Tiling, American Surplus, Olson Dray Service, Minnesota West Community College, Dawson Dairy Queen, Citizens Alliance Bank, and Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated. Thanks for joining us.